Hey everyone, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the third part of my keynote presentation for Unlocking Live. This part of the episode is one I'm probably my favorite. I start diving deeper into story and why stories are so essential and how they work and a whole bunch of other things. And I'm going to walk you guys through the epiphany bridge, breaking false belief patterns, and then what stories do you actually tell? Because if you're selling a simple product, you just need to tell an origin story. But if you're selling more complex, there are four stories you have to tell in a presentation to knock down somebody's false beliefs and their big domino. And it should be a lot of fun. And during this presentation, you'll actually have a chance to hear me. Unfortunately, you can't see me, but just imagine a nerdy kid with a shaved head and glasses and a tie on with a shirt like all poofy. You're going to hear me do my very first story, my first offer. And it's pretty bad. But we'll have a lot of fun together. The crowd laughed at it. In fact, you'll see. Basically, one of my trial closes became the trial close joke of the entire week. Almost every presenter afterwards used it in their presentation. I'll give you a hint. It goes something like this. Who wants a piece of that? So I hope you guys enjoyed this section on story. We'll cue up the theme song. When we come back, we'll dive into that part of the presentation.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. Now we're going to move backwards to the story, okay? So the question then is like, why are stories so essential to this? Okay, stories also increase the value. Okay? Now, a couple of things I want you to understand. Number one, for someone to change their destiny, they have to make a decision. Okay, this is true first off for all of you, and second off, it's true for all the people you're serving. Okay, for someone to change their destiny, they have to make a decision. Number two, for them to make a decision, you have to change their state. Okay, and then the best way to change their state is through story. So if we take that backwards, I got to figure out how to tell stories so I can change people's states. If I can change their state, then I can help make a decision that's going to empower them. And if I can help them make a decision that's going to empower them, I can change their life. I can change their destiny. That's why stories are so important. Okay? An offer without a state change is completely useless. If I was like, hey, who wants to go to the movie Captain Marvel this week? Oh, like three of you are like, yeah, remember... Then I tell the story, and you're like, oh my gosh, I will mortgage my house to fly there for that experience, right? The story is what makes it valuable, okay? So the big secret is storytelling. We've talked a lot about this in our community. This is not unique. But I want to kind of go through this because the story is being weaved into every single thing we're doing, okay? You have to become better and better and better at story, okay? For all of you guys who are expert seekers, you know the next part of this, but I want to share it for those who may not or are new, okay? This is a concept we call the Epiphany Bridge story. So the Epiphany Bridge... is the thing where you're thinking about as you're trying to figure out how to tell your stories, okay? So the Epiphany Bridge, this is you. Back before you were whoever you are now, right? This is back when you were in your normal life, before you like figured out whatever it is you're so passionate about today, right? So for me, before I learned about this whole funnel thing, I was just in my house, hanging out, doing nothing, like that was me. And then something happened, right, where all of a sudden you have this aha moment, you're like, oh my gosh, this is the thing. This is the thing I was meant to do. This is like what I'm supposed to be doing, right? And then what happens is you get so excited by that thing. You have that moment, okay? So for me, it's happened tons of times in my life, right? I think about when I was wrestling. Like, you guys, my parents who were here in the front row, I used to come home from school every day. I would eat, like, Rice Krispies and Cheers and watch TV, right? And then in eighth grade, my dad made me sign for wrestling. I was like, oh, I don't want to be a wrestler. That seems like too much work. I just want to watch TV. And he made me go, and I had a good time wrestling. It was okay. And the next year, I remember my very first... it was ninth grade. I had a chance I made it to the JV team. And I remember I went to weigh-ins. I was so scared and so nervous. I go to weigh in, and the guy that I'm wrestling has a mustache. I still, to this day, cannot grow a mustache. I don't know why. Anyway, I can't. And I remember looking at this kid. I'm like, he's got a mustache. He is going to destroy me. And I got so scared and went to the match. I remember getting in the stadium, and it's the JV match. So the only two people in the audience were my mom and my dad. Oh my God, I get out there, I shake his hand, I'm like, how does he grow facial hair in eighth grade? Like, oh my gosh. And so we start wrestling, and somehow, I don't know what happens, but at the end of the match, I win, and I stand up, and my hand gets raised, and I look over the guy with the mustache, and his head's down, I look at my mom and my dad, and my dad's like freaking out, and I was like, this day is the day I became a wrestler. That was my aha moment, right? And then the only thing I thought about for the next decade and a half of my life was wrestling, right? Same thing happened in business. I remember like I was trying things, all of a sudden, like I remember when it hit me, I was like, this is my thing. Like, this is what I'm gonna do for the next decade of my life. Okay? And my guess is most of you guys have had that moment. That's why you're probably here, trying to figure out the rest of the story, right? So that happens. Then we go on this amazing journey where we're like, this is amazing. And we start studying everything. We start learning. We start geeking out. And the worst thing in the world happens to us. We start understanding why this thing's amazing, right? And then we have a chance to try to sell somebody on this thing that we love, that we care so much about. We're so excited. And the first thing we do is we take all this technobabble, all this technical stuff we've learned, and we spew it out upon them. And they're like, oh, and they get buried in this thing, and they freak out, and they run away. We logically try to sell them because we're so logically invested in this thing right now. But the reality is that people don't buy logically. You didn't buy logically. Okay, my dad didn't convince me you're going to love wrestling because it's going to be good health for you. You're going to get stronger muscles. You're going to like, you know, it's going to help you become more resilient in life. You're going to, you know, all these things. Like, that was the logic. Okay, what sold me on wrestling? Oh my gosh, that felt amazing. I'm in. Something happened to each of you emotionally that got you in. Okay? And so for us to be able to convince other people, we have to get rid of all the technobabble, and you have to remember, what was the thing? What was the story? What was the reason that got me started on this journey? And as you tell that story, and you give people the same epiphany that you had, that's when you're able to change their destiny. That's when you're able to help them. Okay? So that's the epiphany bridge stuff. If you want to go deeper in that, I talk a lot about in Expert Secrets, but like that's the core of story. And so for you, it's not coming back and trying to logically convince anybody of anything. It's remembering, like, what was the reason why I got so excited about this? And sharing that story is what's getting people connect with you, and then they're going to have the same epiphany you had if you do it right, and now you can change it. Now you can affect, now you can move them. Okay? All right, so there's the story framework. Now, the next part of story is you have to understand that when we are telling people a story, everyone already has a story, right, about whatever it is. And so if their story is positive, it's a really good thing for them. But if the story is negative, it's holding them back. Okay, so our job as marketers, as funnel hackers, is to look at that and say, okay, this story they have, is it holding them back from what I know that they need to be doing? If so, like, that story is the chain of false belief. It's holding them back, right? So they have this chain of false belief. Now, some experience, something happened to them that made them have these false beliefs. Okay, so there's this experience. And because of that experience, they've been telling themselves the story over and over and over again. So for you, this is the people you're coming in contact with. They're seeing your Facebook ads. They're coming on your webinars. They're hitting your landing pages. They're reading your emails. And they have these things. And if you don't break these false chains of beliefs, no matter how hard you try, you will never convince them to follow you. It's impossible, right? Because they have this story. So the only way for you to break them from these false chains of belief is to tell them your story. And if you do this right, then your story trumps their story, and then your story becomes theirs. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example. So this is my friend Devon. You guys met him a little earlier today. By the way, do you love his socks? That was amazing. Anyway, so Devon last year comes in. He's like, Russell, this is amazing. I got an opportunity for you. It's going to be ground floor opportunity. It's going to be amazing. It's going to change the world. It's going to be awesome. And I'm like, sweet, man, I'm in. So Devon signs me up. He's like, all right, your first thing you need to do, see Jim and Pam over there? You got to get them signed up. I'm like, okay, let's do this. Okay? So now I'm looking at it through this lens. Okay, so I'm going to sign Jim and Pam up. Now, I look at Jim, and I'm like, okay, Jim has got some false chains of belief. There's some reason I'm not going to be able to get him to believe that he should join my network marketing opportunity, right? What is that? He's got these false chains of belief. So I got to think, like, what did he experience that probably kept him from doing that? Like, did he have a friend or a family member who came and annoyed him, or someone who, like, or did he have a better, did he already join a program and he just felt uncomfortable? What was the experience he had? Okay, so for Jim's experience, what happened is he had a friend named Michael Scott who just tackled him and forced him to be in this program, right? And he's like, oh, that was a horrible experience. I did not feel comfortable. I did not like it. And so because of that, he created a story inside of his mind. And the story he created inside of his mind is that all network marketing programs are pyramid schemes. Okay, so that's the story he created. So I can come in here. I can tell him everything I want about ground floor opportunity, the best product, the best technology, the best everything, no matter what I do, logically sell him. He will never break that story. It's not worth doing. Okay, now I'm sharing the story for network marketing, but it's true for every single one of you guys. I don't care if you're selling fitness, finance, products, services, like whatever it is, this is what's happening. Your customers have a story already, okay? So the only way for you to break their story is you have to come in, you have to tell a better story that trumps theirs. Okay, so if I was going to gym, I'd be like, hey man, so why why aren't you joining? He's like, oh, I had this annoying friend. He bugged me. It was horrible. And, you know, if I join, I got to bug people. And, like, I just don't want to do it. And, like, no, that makes sense. I was the same way. But what's interesting is that I found out about this really cool thing called a funnel. And I used the funnel. There was this network marketing program. I believed it was pretty cool. And they were giving away a Ferrari. And I was like, what if I won a Ferrari without ever talking to anybody ever? That would be amazing. And so I set up a funnel. I launched it. And in 60 days, I became the number one money earner in the company, and I won this Ferrari. And the best thing is I didn't talk to a single person ever. Isn't that amazing? Now, if I tell Jim that, if my story trumps his story, he's going to be like, oh my gosh. So you're saying I could actually have the benefit of this thing without talking to people? Dude, sign me up. Okay? So that's what you have to understand. That's all this whole story thing is about. It's about trumping someone else's false belief. If I can trump their false belief, their story shifts, and now your story becomes theirs, and now they're free. The chains of false belief are gone. Now they're free to go pursue whatever it is you're trying to help them pursue. Okay? All right. So the question is, then, what stories do I tell? Now, this is going to change. We talked about hook, story, offer. Depending on the complexity of the product, depends on how many stories you tell and what stories you tell, right? If it's a very simple product, you tell a story, and that's all you need. For more complex things, you have to tell multiple stories. So I'm going to kind of walk through that. So the first thing you have to understand is that in every sales argument, there is what we call the big domino. Okay, again, if you read Expert Secrets, we talk about this. There's one thing that if I can get them to believe that one thing, all the other concerns just disappear instantly, right? Okay? So when you guys came into my world, the whole funnel world, okay, everyone had false beliefs and things you believed on everything. But if I could somehow convince you that the only way for you to get your goals was a funnel, like you have to just kind of like, all right, well, I'm in. Like, I got to do it, right? Everything else just falls away. Okay, so for me, it's like if I can convince people that a funnel is the only way for them to actually get the results they want, then it knocks down all the other dominoes. All the other dominoes fall away or they become irrelevant. Okay? And every sales argument has the same thing. Okay? When you're selling something, it's not about trying to answer every single concern possible. It's figuring out what's the one big domino. If I can address this in my ad, in my video, in my webinar, in my whatever, if I can address this, if I can prove them that this is true, then all the other dominoes fall down and they have to believe me. Right? And so for all of you guys, you have that. I'm excited. Jamie's going to talk about hers tomorrow, I believe. Like in her, she figured out what was the thing she had to get people to believe. And boom, it all fell down. Okay? So you got to figure that out. Now, after you know the big domino for your product, your service, then it comes down to there's four stories we typically tell. Now, I'm going to show you guys this in the framework of like a webinar. And so I'm going to show 15 minutes. I'm going to show kind of how we do in a 90-minute webinar. But the same thing happens on a 5-minute webinar. It's the same process, just shorter times. Okay? So the first story we tell is what we call the origin story. Okay, and the origin story is basically your Epiphany Bridge story. How did you find out about this thing? Like, why do you care so much about it? Right? So you tell your story. So if I'm doing a webinar, the first 15 minutes of my webinar is me just telling my origin story. Okay, my Epiphany Bridge story about how I fell in love with this thing. Okay? So if you watch any of the webinars, these are the slides from the Funnel Hacks webinar that most of you guys have probably seen. The first 15 minutes, I'm going through this, I'm just telling my Epiphany Bridge story about, oh my gosh, funnels are the greatest in the world. Let me explain to you why they are. And I tell you my whole story, okay? And that's the first goal. Now what happens is after I tell that story, for some people, that was it. Domino falls over, like, I'm in. In fact, I'm curious, how many of you guys, when you first heard me talk about potato guns and funnels, and I told the first story, you're like, I'm 100% in. My hyperactives are like in, okay? Now ClickFunnels is a more complex sell. On a simpler sell, it's easy. How many of you guys, if I just told you my origin story with Vigon here, if I told you, and I've never had a cold sore, this isn't actually true, but if I told you, like, look, I've had cold sores in the past, I've used Abreva, I've used things, and nothing ever works. They always last for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. It's horrible, it's painful, like the worst thing in the world. When I found out about this the first time, I tried it, I clicked on the thing, I pulled it out, and I felt it tingling like the first day, but it never came out. It never became a cold sore. It was just gone. Like, that was it. And ever since, I keep this in my pocket. I take it everywhere I go. And as soon as the cold sore comes out, I hit it, and I haven't had a cold sore actually hit surface since then. How many of you guys, that story alone, have been like, sweet, I'm in? Okay? As someone who suffers cold sores, like, our sales video for this is literally that. That's it. This is a $150 machine. It's a video, 2 minutes long, telling an origin story of the person who actually invented it, and that's it. That's all it takes. Okay, so for simple products, one story, the origin story is all you need and people are in, okay? But as you get more complex offers, you need more. So what happens is on a more complex offer, they push the domino over and they're all excited. All of a sudden, they push it, but then like, oh, these three things block it. It's like, wait, hold on. I'm in, but, and all of a sudden, these three things block it, okay? So these are the three things. So the first thing, the first thing, these are what we call the three core false beliefs. The first thing is their beliefs about the vehicle. Okay, so the vehicle is the thing you're trying to put them into. So for me, the vehicle is funnels. Like, this is the world I'm trying to take you guys into. For some of you guys, it's a ketogenic diet. Some of you guys, it's a product that can help you with your cold sores. Like, there's some belief about the vehicle they have, they struggle with. The second belief is their own internal beliefs. Like, that may be cool, but like, I don't think I could do it. How many of you guys have heard that voice in your head before? That's cool for them, but I don't know if I could do it, right? And then the third false belief is like, well, that's cool. I think I can do it, but like, I know that if I start this diet, like, I could do it, but my wife's gonna buy cookies anyway, and they're giving me the house. There's no way. Like, they always blame some external source besides themselves. Okay? So these are the three things that keep people from buying from you. Okay? So for me now I move into and I tell a story to try to trump all three of those. Okay, and if I can trump all three of those beliefs, their beliefs become my beliefs, then they have to buy, they have to follow, you have to do the thing you need them to do. Okay? So story number two then, which in a webinar is the next 15 minutes, is the story about my vehicle. Okay, so same thing, I come back here, I say, okay, what's the chain of false belief they currently have about the vehicle that I'm putting them into? Okay, then what's the experience, like why do they believe that? Then what's the story they're currently telling themselves? And I think, okay, what's my story? Okay, so, oh, you guys will see this video tomorrow. So I gotta show them the websites are dead, right? So for me, if I go back to this for myself, right? the false belief is like, well, I already have a website, I'm good, right? Or I sell stuff on Amazon, I'm good. Well, why do you believe that? Well, I tried to build a funnel, it was really complicated, it didn't work. I put myself on Amazon and I make some sales, so it's pretty cool. So the story is like, I don't need any complicated stuff, I can just use Amazon, right? So I gotta come back, and the story I tell you is like, no, websites are dead. I tell the story, and if I did a good job, boom, it falls down. Okay, so in my Funnel Hacks webinar that most of you guys have seen, these slides right here are all me telling the story about why this vehicle is the greatest thing in the world. My Epiphany Bridge story about why I believe that. I tell that story, and at the end of it, my goal is for them to be like, oh my gosh, I do need a funnel. If I get them to say that in their head, I do need a funnel, boom. The internal belief, or the vehicle belief is gone. Okay, oh my gosh, I could have success here. Oh my gosh, I could do that thing. Okay, so my story trumps theirs. Once again, the domino falls. Okay, now the next thing, so the first one's the origin story, second one's the story about their internal, or about the vehicle. The next one now moves down to the internal beliefs. So they say, oh my gosh, you're right, a funnel is amazing, but I can't do it. It becomes internal. I can't do it, I don't have any technical skills. I don't know how to build something. I don't even know what a funnel is, for crying out loud, right? So that's the second story. So now, the third story. So now I come back and I say, okay, what's the false belief? Why do they believe that? Well, they believe that for me, again, I'm talking about my product, but plug in your product for this. For me, it's like, well, I've tried technical stuff in the past. I can't even use Microsoft Word. I'm not going to be able to build a funnel. That's what they believe. What's the experience? Well, I tried to do this thing. It didn't work. It was confusing. Like, I wasted time, energy. The story is like, I'm not technical. I can't build a funnel. So I got to come in and be like, no, like, it's actually really easy. Here's Grant Cardone. This guy is the least technical guy on earth. He built an entire funnel, 40,000 feet in the air. It was super simple, super easy. And they see that and they're like, oh, that actually is really easy. I guess I could do that. So now, boom, two things have happened, right? And then here's my slides where I tell that part of the story, okay? So now it's happened. Hopefully, the domino fell. If not, then the last leg. So first they say, cool, the vehicle funnels is amazing. And I think I could actually do it, but I don't. And they find the external thing. I don't know how to drive traffic, though, so I probably couldn't figure it out. Okay, they have some kind of external belief. Okay, so for me, the external belief is, even if I had a funnel, what would I do with it? I don't know how to do it. Like, I can't get people to come to the funnel. What's their experience? I had a website before. I spent a ton of money on it. Bought some Google ads. Nobody showed up, and I'm broke. I paid an agency $5,000, and I've got like three visitors. I never made any money, right? They have some experience. So the story is, this doesn't work. So I got to tell them my story. So for me, I tell a story about how to get traffic, and boom. I go through my slides. I tell that part of the story. And if it works, boom, the domino falls. And they follow me. And for all of you guys who are here, obviously the domino fell. That's why we've got 4,500 amazing people here. Because I was able to break the false beliefs that are holding you guys back. Does that make sense? Okay, so after you've told the stories, then the last thing is that you move over to the offer. So I tell the stories, I break all the false beliefs, and I move to the offer, I go through the stack and the close, make the special offer, and boom, we've got them. Okay, so the framework is simple. There's one big domino. I got to convince them this one thing. For me, I got to convince them that funnels is the greatest thing in the world. For you, whatever your thing is, like, you got to convince them that this type of diet, this type of lifestyle, this type of product is the greatest thing in the world. What's the big domino? If you can get them to believe this, then they have to follow you. Figure that out. And then it's coming back, hey, why do I believe that? What's my origin story? Why do I actually believe that? And if you don't believe it, you're in the wrong business. Okay? You have to believe it at your depth of your soul if you're going to get people to move with you. Okay? So then you tell your story. And then you're like, okay, now what's the reason, like, what's the vehicle I'm putting, what's their false belief about that? What's the false belief about themselves being able to implement this? What's the false belief about the external? You tell those three stories, and then you make them the offer. Okay? And that's kind of how it works. All right, now I want to do something for some of you guys who are watching this. It's like, well, Russell, that's awesome for you because you click on Facebook Live, and you just go, and you have all this energy, and you're amazing, and you just sell everybody every single time. How many of you guys ever felt that way about me before? You're like, I hate that Russell Brunson. Okay, so I have a special message for all you guys. We're all going to laugh at me together. So I shared this on Instagram, and this is kind of embarrassing, but how many of you guys want to see the very first time I spoke on stage? Look at that good-looking dude, his bald head and his puffy shirt and his tie. All right, so this is the very first time I ever spoke on stage. It's like a 30-second clip. And I'm going through this humiliation to hopefully have some of you guys look at this and be like, oh my gosh. If that guy can do this, guarantee I can do it. So here we go.
But what I wanted to talk about tonight is kind of a broad overview, better, hopefully help you to better to get better information out of the whole internet marketing business. This is a lot bigger group than I had planned on.
So embarrassing. All right, so that was the first time I ever spoke. The next day was the first time somebody let me step on their stage, except for it was like carpet, there was no actual stage, and they're like, you can sell something. I'm like, sweet. And so the next day, I had a chance to make my very first offer on stage. And I'm not going to show you guys the whole thing because it's really like the very beginning as I transitioned to me trying to sell. I was like, how much do you guys think I'm going to sell this for? And some guy was like, $1,000. And I was like, oh, crap, I'm actually selling it for $1,000. I was like, well, it was so bad. Oh, anyway, so... You guys are going to see my closing abilities, round one. Here we go.
Okay, I've got, am I getting close on time? If you do join the affiliate boot camp, it'll give you lifelong training. It's a $47 a month value. You'll get it for free. Who would like a piece of that? Here's my irresistible offer. And hopefully you guys learned a lot from this presentation.
Give him a standing ovation. He did a great job.
Look at this, nobody stands up, not one person. Who wants a piece of that? The greatest close of all time. All right, so I share that for any of you guys who are just like, I don't know if this is gonna work. I'm shy, I'm awkward, I'm nervous. Like, I promise you, I was shy, I was awkward, I'm nervous, I still am, I still struggle. But when you believe in what it is you have to sell, you believe what you're doing, like you just keep doing it and keep doing it and you get a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And it didn't take 15 years, right? Every single time I got better and a couple more people started listening, and started growing. The biggest thing, you have to start telling the stories. You can't wait. Like, oh, I'm going to start stories next month, next week, next year. Okay, it's like, no, start today. Like, can you guys have a phone again? No one's raising their hand. How many of you guys have a phone in your pocket right now? Okay. You have no excuse. If you want to do a podcast, there's a podcast app. You click on it. You talk, and then you click a button, and it's on iTunes that fast. You want to do a video, you click a button, and then you're on Facebook Live in 5 seconds. Or Instagram. Like, you have no excuses. But Russell, no one's following me. Like, exactly. That's the best thing about it at the beginning. Who was there for that event when I spoke? None of you guys were there. Other than all you guys now saw. But none of you were there, right? Do you guys understand? Like, just start. Your people will find you. As you find your voice, your people will find you. But you cannot find your voice until you start, until you begin, until you start moving forward. Okay? And if I would have started that journey 15 years ago, none of you guys would be here today. Okay? And if I could go back to that awkward, nerdy Russell with a shaved head and a tie who was scared to death of getting on stage, sitting behind like scared to death, and I could go back to him right now and grab him and say, look, dude, I know this is uncomfortable and it's horrible and it's miserable and you are scared and you are going to fail and you're going to fail and you're going to fail. And not 1 year or 2 years. It's going to be like a decade of this. But in a decade from now, you're going to have a chance to come on stage in front of 4,500 people. And you're going to have an opportunity and a voice to be able to change their lives if you don't stop. I would hope that I would have listened. Thank you. The biggest thing is I can't have you guys stopping. Okay, I was telling Brandon Poland this yesterday. I saw him at the Inner Circle dinner. Four Funnel Hacking Lives ago, the second Funnel Hacking Live, he was sitting down, I'd never met him before, and during one of the roundtables, he came over, he's like, hey man, really quick, I need to interrupt. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, just so you know, you've changed my life, you changed my wife's life. I was like, oh, cool, thank you. He's like, no, you don't understand. Like, he's like, we're helping people, and we're making money, like, everything's changed for us. Okay, and I was like, that's amazing, right? And Brandon was one person in the audience, him and his wife are sitting there. Okay, fast forward 4 years now later, Caitlin's unfortunately not here. She had her first baby, which congratulations to the Poland family. It's amazing. Fast forward 4 years later, because Caitlin kept talking and sharing her message over and over and over again, if like 1.5 million people have come into their funnels. Over 130,000 women's lives have been changed because of them. Okay, they're making insane amounts of money, but the impact they're having on the world is huge because they were sitting in an audience, they heard us talk about this, and then they just did it. Okay, so for me and for my team, I had this talk to them yesterday before we got started. I said, look, there's a sea of people out here. Every single one of them has a voice and the ability to change somebody's lives. And if we can't affect them, then everything we're doing here is a waste. This event's not about me. It's not about us. It's not about my team. It's about each and every one of you guys. Okay, and we're trying to give you the tools and the things you need, but you have to listen and you have to be willing to try it. And it's going to be scary at first. I promise you that. It's still scary to me. I was backstage here freaking out a few minutes ago. Okay, I feel a little more comfortable now, luckily. We have to understand, like, it's going to be scary, but if you don't do it, if you don't take that step, you're not going to be here next year. Okay, and I don't want you just here next year. I want you up here next year. I want you telling your story, getting your awards. That's why we do this every single day. Okay? All right, a couple more things. all right. Just so you guys understand, again, if you're selling a product, you don't have to do this huge thing. Like, the simpler the product, the easier it is. For example, do you guys see that picture right there? You see that marker in my hand? Okay, if I was going to sell, how many of you guys would give me, $5 for this marker right now? Yeah. A couple of you guys. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys a story about this marker. I'm going to tell you a story, and the story will increase the value of this marker, okay? So, when we first were starting new events, I remember I would show up, and they always have those, like, little narrow whiteboards, and they're, like, vertical. And when you draw funnels are vertical, right? So you're like, page number one, you're like, I'm out of space, like, you flip it, and it's like horrible to diagram of funnels, right? And I was doing that, I'd be flipping it over, and I had these little tiny markers, and they're like little tiny, and like you couldn't see it very far, and it just felt weak. And then I went to a Tony Robbins event, and Tony had a board like this, and then he pulls out this marker, and Tony's hands are like this big anyway, and he pulls out this marker, and he unsheaths it, whoa. He walks over to the whiteboard, and he starts doing this thing, and he's like, just like doing X's and like circles, and like, it was making no sense whatsoever, but it looked so cool. And I remember I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And so when we started in Funnel Hacking Lives, first off, Tony had a board like this wide, we need a board like that. And I tried for like years to try to find one. I remember one day I was like complaining to Melanie, who's my assistant. I was like, Melanie, like, he must have custom built this thing. And then she's like in Google or doing some magic, and like 5 minutes later, she's like, found it. I'm like, what? And next thing we know, we had this board here. And then, like, I do the boards the very first time. I have these little tiny markers. And I'm like, oh, I feel so weak. Like, I want to feel like Tony. I need, like, a man marker. And so she starts Googling. She finds some markers. Ship them. I'm like, no, these are good. But, like, I need, like, Tony man markers. And so finally she finds these things. And look at this thing. Like, this thing is amazing. And so these are now my man markers. And I will not speak at events. When I travel to events, I bring my man markers because I don't want to be on stage, like, with the little dainty ones. And so I have these huge man markers. And so I've got red man markers, blue man markers, black man markers, and I only have 3 of them here right now. How many of you guys want a man marker? I can't sell these. We have to have these for the rest of the event. But you see how a story increases the value? That's what I'm talking about. Like, you tell a good story, it increases the value of whatever you're selling. So you have to become better at telling stories. You have to be better at making offers, better at telling stories, because both those things intrinsically increase the value of what it is you're trying to sell. Okay? Now, when you're selling more complex offers, that's when you need to have a bigger thing. We're having internal beliefs, the vehicle, internal, external. The more complex the product is, the longer the sales process is. Okay? All right, so for you guys, your homework as well in your paper here is start writing down, you need to start building a story inventory. What are all the false beliefs that my customers have? And start writing those things down. Like, then why do they believe that? What's the story they're telling themselves? And then what story do I have that would trump their belief? Okay, I've been telling this ever since Expert Secrets came out almost 2 years ago. I've been talking about this over and over and over again, right? Very few people do it. But guess what? I know the people that are doing it. I'm watching them. I'm watching their storytelling. I'm watching what they're doing. I'm watching the process. Okay? I do this all the time. When I got started, Dan Kennedy told me this. He's like, you need to build an inventory of stories. And I heard that, and instead of doing most people did, said, that's a good idea. I said, Dan said it. I must do it. I got a pad of paper. I was like, what stories do I have? And I had nothing. I had a potato gun story. That was it. So I had my potato gun story. I'm like, that's all I got. But now I had my notebook with my potato gun story, and I started thinking, okay, as I start talking, start doing my thing, something amazing happened in my life. I'm like, that could be a story. Write it down. And I go to the next thing. Something's happened. Something happened. I'm like, oh my gosh, that could be a story. Write it down. Okay, that could be a story. Write it down. Could it be a story? And next thing I know, I can stand on stage for 90 minutes and tell 400 stories without even knowing about it, right? But it comes down to just telling story after story after story. But you have to start that now. Okay, so if you have your phone, open up a note section, say, my story inventory. And as you are living life, every time something's happening, don't be like, oh, that was cool. Be like, oh, that was cool. How would that relate to my customers? Oh my gosh, if I told this, like, that's how it relates. Boom. Okay? How many of you thought I could tell a story about a marketer and make it relevant to you somehow? Yet I did, right? Okay, it's all about that.
Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.